Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Now, if I said to you, do you know how to fold a T-shirt properly or store your socks? You'd probably say, yes, Dave, of course I do. But are you sure? Because otherwise, how would Sophie Laird, a.k.a. the Folding Lady, have become a TikTok famous person and notched up over 4 million followers who love to watch her simply folding stuff? Seriously. Sophie has just published her first book called The Folding Lady, believe it or not, and she's here now to explain to us the joys of folding. I want you to explain to us, Sophie, the joys of folding. So, let's start at your start. It all started with, what, 9 seconds worth of socks, did it?
It really did. Well, really, it all started when I worked in a shop, and that's how I learned to fold. I used to work in a department store when I left school at 16, and I worked there for 15 years. And at the end of the day, every day, we used to put everything back together and we just had mountains of clothes to fold. And folding was so important. All the brands, all the designer brands had very specific folds, and we got taught how to fold in certain ways. And it was a massive part of the job, but it was also like a really nice part of the day. I used to love the last part of the day where you'd put everything back together. And it was just super satisfying, like folding a pile of shirts or T-shirts and jeans and then looking at it after. It was just so nice.
Right. I was just going to say that. Was it the folding or was it the now look? Doesn't the place look great?
It was definitely a bit of both. It was also something quite special, because if you did fold everything the correct way and you did the extras, like size ordering the jeans and, you know, making sure you folded so the labels were out or the colours were shown or the logos were shown, you saw the customers could shop with ease. So there was so much more to it that would help sort of the customer journey.
And you use words like happy and soothed me and instant calm and all these kind of things. So, you know, like you say the difficult ones, maybe, like, I mean, you were working at the age of 16 in a London department store. And, you know, the very difficult ones, say, were the diesel jeans fold. So was it a question of mastering that and realising this is an art and I am an artist?
Yeah. Oh, God, definitely. I mean, you people don't see the sheets that we get explaining how to fold. And Diesel had a very particular denim fold, and we'd get a sheet every year and we'd all have to learn from this sort of PowerPoint that was printed out, and it'd be a step by step of how to do their fold. So it was quite a challenge at the same time. I do love a challenge. And it just looked great. It looked fab and it looked nice and tidy and the customers loved it, and they were able to shop easily.
Okay, we also use another word here, therapeutic. So let's go 15 years, which is what you, where you worked in retail, and then you worked your way up through the ranks, etc., at the store, and then the pandemic hit, was it?
Yeah, the pandemic hit, and I was actually working in a different job at that point, in a different type of retail job. So yeah, we did go on furlough. And then I just started folding on TikTok. I mean, everyone went on TikTok for some reason. We all just sort of migrated there. And it was such a different type of social media platform. Like, you could literally post. It was, I found it more real. Like, everyone was just posting anything that they were doing. And I thought, me and my friend, we just was like, what should we post? Let's post something really random, like a game type thing. And she posted her dusting with a pet duster, and it got like a million views. And I was just posting myself folding the boys' laundry. I just propped my phone up and filmed.
She was had the pet duster, and she was cleaning a carpet, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was cleaning.
And
the carpet.
And you have the sock video, and then that after 2 days or so, 20,000 followers went to 120,000 in just a couple of days. And when I go back to that saying special moment of 9 seconds, that is the special moment, isn't it?
The sock video was, I didn't realise it at the time, because it just all happened so quick, but you can grow really quick on TikTok. And it just went, one video went viral, and I just went from 20,000 followers that I built slowly, and then I was over 100,000 followers after that video. And then, you know, it just went from there.
It went from there, and people are talking about it all the time. So, like, I mean, how many different answers can you give to a 9 second sock folding video? I mean, like, everybody's interested in it, aren't they?
Yeah, they were. I think I've got two types of followers. I've got the followers who want to learn to fold and then put it into their home, because it is a great way to organise your clothes. for many, many reasons. But I've also got people who like to watch me fold and find watching those videos very therapeutic, kind of like the people that watch ASMR find that very, very therapeutic. Me folding clothes seems to be very calming. I get a lot of messages of people with anxiety, etc., and they just say sometimes they'll just calm down by watching one of my folding videos.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, I could say Marie Kondo, she's just an organiser, but I mean, it's true to say that didn't she bring folding to the forefront? Is she a bit of a hero of yours?
Marie Kondo, yeah, I have watched her Netflix series. I haven't read her books, but I am going to now that I've finished my own. But she has art. What I really love about Marie Kondo is how, because you find with many organisers, there's the method, but there's an emotion with Marie Kondo, the whole sparked joy thing. I just thought was beautiful, and it's so true. And it's similar to what we talk about in my book. And it's not about sort of, because I'm not a professional organiser, so my angle isn't from that stance. It's like, why do we do it? A real why, like authentically do it for yourself, because, you know, and organize for what's happening in your home and who's in it, not because of what you see online. And I think Marie Kondo has like a little bit of that angle with her sparked joy. And I think it's it's just so lovely.
Okay, but you aren't the organizer, you say, that some people think you might be, but you have opened, if you like, a new school of philosophy. Now, I know that might be taking it a bit far, but when you say folding is a philosophy, what exactly do you mean?
Yeah, so I think we've started this concept, what we call, me, and when I say we, I mean me and my followers, we call after value. And at the very beginning, everyone was like, well, why do you do it? Like, why do you do that? Why do you spend the time doing it? And I'm like, I spend the time doing it because of what happens afterwards. So like, I might put a little bit more time putting the laundry away, not that much more. But afterwards, I'll reap the reward. So I don't spend time looking for stuff. If I'm running late, then I know where everything is. So I'm always on time. And, you know, because I'm not naturally organized and I am late and I am hectic and I do work. So, as you know, but my home doesn't, I don't want my home to hinder me or stress me out. So, because I'm here too much. Yeah, it's that after value and things like organizing, like my son plays a lot of football. So we have a whole football drawer. So because we used to argue so much about where his football kit was. So we then decided, well, let's organize a whole football drawer with your football kit. And then we stop arguing. And that's the after value of putting the time in.
Right. I was just going to ask you about the actual part of after value. By the way, we're talking about The Folding Lady. It is the book that's out at the moment. And Sophie, just on that note, like, you do mention in your book that while social media shows us all these amazing images of other people's beautiful and perfectly organised homes, etc., we really need to focus more on our own space. You're trying to say, forget about all that stuff. You know, it's kind of, you know, aspirational and brilliant and all the rest. But you have a place yourself, so make that place great. Is that it?
Yeah, 100%. Look, the thing is, on social media, and I know this now, I work on there, it's not all the time, it's not telling you to do something. I think a lot of people think that they're being told when they see something on social media. They're not. Just use it for inspiration. But just know that it's not always going to work in your home. So that one thing that someone's bought on social media that they're showing you, it might be me showing you something that I've bought, isn't necessarily going to work in your home. It might, but it also might not. So just have an expectation of what social media is doing for you. People aren't always talking to you as an individual, and you've just got to, you know, rein in those thoughts and use social media as a little bit of inspiration and a little bit of fun.
Okay, so if this is kind of a practical and personal guide to help us to kind of future-proof against the chaos and stress caused by the daily grind, equip us with the tools to create mutual and kind of physical room, turn our focus and time and energy to the tasks and things that hold true long-term after value. The after value bit goes back to where you were in the shop at the age of 16 and 17 in the department store. When it's all done, you look at it and say, that was worth it. It's the same with your son's football stuff. When it's done, that was worth it because it makes your life better.
Yeah, exactly. So in the store, the after value was it looked nice, the customers loved it when they came in, and they could shop more easily, and they could also shop without us being there, because, so you know, we didn't have a lot of staff in the end, so we had to set that shop up to allow them to be able to shop easily in case we weren't there. And it's the same as like being at home. You know, if you set up things with your children, like I've got two, I've got a 14-year-old and a 3-year-old. Sometimes if you set things up, they can do things more independently. or, you know, like my son, I don't have to assist him looking for that football kit anymore. I don't want to have to do that every day after school. He knows where it is. We agreed it all together because it's, I write a lot about communication as well. And he just gets on with it. And if it's not there, I know that it's probably my fault because I haven't done the washing that day.
And you've also talked about making a reset out of the space. And of course, it's an acronym, RESET, yeah. R-E-S-E-T, stands for Recognise, Engage, Set Up, Execute and Test. But, you know, we've talked about the philosophy in your book, but let's talk about some of the practical stuff. Obviously, we're on the radio. A lot of what you're instruct is visual. But talk to me about your concept of thirds.
So I use a lot of thirds for folding and... Really, if you fold an item into thirds, then you will usually end up with some sort of rectangle that then allows you to just fold it the way it is. So all these strappy tops or anything with an odd...
So wait a minute, are you saying if you have a big towel and you fold it in half or quarters, there's untidy edges there and thirds is better?
Yeah.
Think thirds. It's very hard to say that. Think thirds all the time, yeah?
Yeah, think thirds all the time because a lot of people are capable of folding, but they think they're not because their edges are all messy. But actually, if you fold your item into thirds, leave a little gap as well between your last edge, then your edges will be much neater. And even, you know, someone who's not as good at folding, it will look great.
Okay, so that's your go-to, if you like. It works on T-shirts and tea towels and bed sheets and tablecloths and napkins. Do you give advice from everything from thongs to pancakes, from frocks to phone cables?
Yeah, well, I get so it's the nature of TikTok, I think. So on TikTok, I respond to requests because it's a you can respond to comments and with a video. So I always on TikTok will take a comment from a video and respond to it. And sometimes you'll get, can you fold a pancake? Can you fold a crisp packet? Can you fold a thong? And, you know, as I said at the beginning, I like a challenge. So I do, you know, and it's fun as well. I mean, if I'm going to have to fold socks for the next 20 years, then that's great. But it's nice to have a pancake request now and again. Then I can eat them as well afterwards.
All right. What about the Ranger roll? Tell me that.
Oh, the Ranger roll is amazing, actually. And that's not one from retail. That's actually an army fold because the army fold their clothes amazingly. And I believe, I'm not 100%, but it's part of their training that they get taught this fold called the Ranger roll. And they use it for their T-shirts and they fold their socks and they have to fold it specifically so it goes in their bags, so in their backpacks. So, I learned that actually online watching some army folding. And then I just applied it to towels. And then I was just like, I want to see what else I can do this with. So you can do it with towels. You can do it with so many things.
OK, well, then if anything foldable brings you inner joy and makes your life a little less messy and improves the functionality of spaces, of course, as well. What about stuff that isn't so easy to fold, like towels or whatever? I mean, how do you deal with that? I mean, like, you know, not everything comes as a convenient rectangle.
No, absolutely not. And I think containing and getting the right containers, and I use a lot of drawer dividers. So things like that really help the fold. Not everything will stay nice and folded as well, especially like little children's clothes. Some of them are quite tricky because the smaller, the harder it is to fold. But you can get some really great things in the shops, or like drawer dividers, or you can make your own. A lot of my followers use shoe boxes. So containing is a really great way to make sure everything keeps its fold.
Okay, well, look, I'll tell you what, it's called The Folding Lady, Tools and Tricks to Make the Most of Your Space and Find Value in Your Home by Sophie Laird, and published by Yellow Kite. It's available now from all good bookshops and online. So finally, and people can check you out on TikTok, of course, as well. But obviously, maybe the most important thing, Sophie, is when it comes to folding, is packing your suitcase for holidays. It's where good folding can really be a major advantage, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. We're doing some packing on my Instagram at the minute because we're off we're going to New York next week. So we're doing some packing, and my one biggest tip that I've put in the book is to get yourself some packing cubes. Again, it's a way to contain, because sometimes it's not just about that suitcase being packed full. It's about it being organised. So, you know, you're really conscious about what you're taking on holiday, because I think most people would agree, I am the same. We get on holiday and we use about maybe three quarters of the stuff that we've taken.
50%, yeah. I'd say.
yeah, I agree. So I think there's a big conversation about like consciously packing as well. And I think you can pack more consciously if you're more organized, and I think things like packing cubes and doing the list and planning your outfits and things like that can help a lot. So
indeed, well, listen, it's been fantastic because you've got up to nearly 5 million followers, etc. So listen, enjoy your time in New York, the folding lady. Thanks a million, Sophie, for talking with us.
Thank
on
you
the program
so much. Dave Fanning on 2FM.